The interface is pretty simple. You can put your horizontal X coordinate here, vertical Y coordinate here. When you're happy with those, you press this button.
Got it. Leonard, you'll never guess who I just found online. Hey!
Nice shot.
His giant head did most of the work.
Very mature. You're lucky I'm out of silly string. As I was saying, Leonard, you'll never guess who I just found online. Professor Proton.
You're kidding. He's still alive?
Yes.
Who's Professor Proton?
He was the host of this great thing.
Sorry, tell me about Professor Proton.
Professor Proton hosted my favorite science show when I was a child. I never missed an episode. He demonstrated scientific principles using everyday objects.
It was pretty cool.
Aw, so cute when you use the word cool wrong. Like when kids say Pischetti.
Oh, dear Lord. Leonard, look. He's still available for parties and events. We should hire him.
Hire him to do what?
Well, whatever we want. Hang out, do experiments, make him take 12 pictures with us so we can make a calendar.
It would be pretty awesome to hang out with him. I just used awesome wrong, didn't I?
Well, I'm emailing him right now.
Do you remember his old theme song?
Of course I do.
Grab your goggles, put your lab coat on. Here he comes, Professor Proton.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started.
Wait.
The Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to cool, Neanderthal developed tools, we built a wall. We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey, I just found out I have to be at the telescope lab all weekend. Any chance you and Bernadette could take care of my dog?
Why don't you put her in a kennel?
Why don't you put your mother in a home?
To be honest, you do better in the kennel. I'll talk to Bernie. I'm sure it's fine.
Thank you.
It's happening. It's happening. Professor Proton is coming to our house.
You're kidding.
You mean the guy who used to host that lame kids show?
Well, and you just got yourself uninvited. See, I told you to find a tactful way to do that.
How'd you get him to come to your house?
As Professor Proton always says, there is no problem you can't solve if you use your noggin.
And he wrote him a check.
Yeah, that too. Big check.
Uncle Howard! Cinnamon's here for a sleepover party.
You know if you had a stroke, she'd eat you, right?
And it would be my pleasure to be her num-num.
Okay, so what do I need to know to take care of her?
Well, it's very simple. For breakfast, she has an egg white frittata. Feel free to give a choice of home fries or an English muffin, but not both. We're watching our weight. For dinner, something simple, a veal chop, some scampi, whatever you like.
Classy dog.
Yes. Also, don't forget to close the toilet or she'll drink out of it.
I feel for you.
I've got a psychotic mommy, too.
Leonard, are you in bed?
Yes.
Me too.
Great.
I can't sleep.
Well, I can, so shut up.
Do you realize that in less than 9 hours, Arthur Jeffries, a.k.a. Professor Proton, will be in our apartment?
Sheldon, you know that if you stay up all night, you're going to be sleepy tomorrow. And a sleepy Sheldon is a cranky Sheldon. And a cranky Sheldon is actually no different than a regular Sheldon. Good night!
I'm thinking of wearing a tuxedo.
That's not ridiculous. Good night.
Do you have cufflinks?
No.
Just as well. Where can you wear a tuxedo at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Okay. Good night.
Nice to meet you, Professor Proton. Nice to meet you, Professor Proton.
Nice to meet you, Professor Proton.
Nice to meet you, Professor... Ow!
Can't sleep.
She really tuckered herself out at the park, huh?
Yeah, you two are so cute playing together.
It's kind of fun throwing a ball and not having anyone laugh at me.
And you were sweet not to throw it too far so she didn't wear out her tiny legs.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Now, there were a few moments today when I almost felt like we were a little family.
Really?
Yeah, I never thought of myself as a mom, but when the three of us were out there having fun, I felt like maybe someday we could do it.
Of course we can. Especially if our baby's as calm and quiet as...
The son of a bitch, she's gone!
Where'd she go?
I don't know, she didn't leave a note!
Well, you were the one who was supposed to put her back in the stroller!
No, I wasn't, you were!
No, I wasn't!
Yes, you were!
You little dude throw like a girl!
I'm getting worried.
Relax, Sheldon. He's only a few minutes late.
Professor Proton was never late when he was on TV. You know, every day, 4 o'clock, he was there. Unless tornadoes were ripping apart East Texas, in which case we'd join him in progress. It's him.
Hello.
Well, I see. Yes. Yeah, all right, we can come get you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see you soon. Yeah, bye.
Where is he?
The third floor landing. The poor old guy's been walking up the stairs for half an hour. It's really you.
Mr. Jeffries, I am so sorry. We should have told you about the broken elevator.
I agree.
Professor Proton, it's an honor to meet you.
Just call me Arthur.
Leonard. Did you hear that? Professor Proton said I should call him Arthur. That means we're friends.
No, a friend would have told me about the elevator.
Look at me. I can get as close to you as I want without my mom saying it's going to ruin my eyes.
Is he dangerous?
Actually, he's a genius.
I am.
That doesn't answer my question.
Mr. Jeffries, I'm Leonard. This is my girlfriend, Penny.
Hi.
Hello. Well, I hope I haven't kept the kids waiting too long for the show.
Oh, no, there are no kids. No, the show's for me. Come on. Horatia. Arthur.
Is the blonde girl really your girlfriend?
Yes, sir.
You're the genius. It's hard to say. I'm still trying to figure out what this is.
We just wanted to hang out with you and maybe learn a little about your life.
Well, there really isn't too much to tell. After the TV show was canceled, nobody in the scientific world would take me seriously. So I was forced to do these children's parties to make a living.
That's too bad, but still, working with kids, it must be rewarding.
You get bit a lot. Let me see if I have this straight. You two are physicists, and you want me to do a children's science show.